Slavia Prague's Andrei Kudela, who allegedly made a racist slur to Glasgow Rangers player Glenn Kamara during a Europa League football match, has been tensely debated by fans and media pundits for nearly a month now. On Wednesday, UEFA ruled that Kudela will receive a 10-match ban for his conduct, sparking outrage from Slavia football fans. Tom McEncroe has the story.
Nearly a month after Slavia Prague beat Glasgow Rangers 2-0 in the second game of the Europa League last 16 knockout round, the incidents that took place during that match refused to recede from the attention of fans and associated media coverage both in the United Kingdom and in the Czech Republic. The reason is the extremely heated nature of the game, which saw a brutal foul on Slavia Prague's goalkeeper, an alleged racist remark by one of the Slavia players, Andrei Kudela, on Rangers' Glenn Kamara, and what seems to have been a subsequent lashing out by Glenn Kamara on Kudela after the match. On Wednesday, UEFA issued a 10-match ban for Andrei Kudela due to his alleged remarks, with Glenn Kamara receiving a 3-match ban and his Rangers teammate Kemar Roof receiving a 4-match ban for his foul on the Slavia Prague goalkeeper. Jiří Hošek is the former Czech radio correspondent in the UK and currently focuses on sports. He has been covering the incident for several weeks, and I began by asking him what it is that we actually know for certain happened during the game.
What we can say is that there was a match played at Ibrox Stadium in Glasgow. There was a kickoff and there was a last whistle, and there were 2 goals scored by Slavia Prague. There were a number of yellow cards. There were 2 red cards shown, both of them fully justified. One of them for a brutal foul by Kemar Roof on Slavia Prague's goalkeeper, who suffered fractured skull. And the whole atmosphere of the match was toxic. And I must say, I've seen thousands of football matches in my professional career, and I cannot recall any match played on such high international level, which would be so malicious from one side, and the side was Rangers FC from very first minute of that particular match. And the key event that we are talking about happened shortly before final whistle. There was an incident on the pitch, and Slavia Prague's Andrei Kudela approached Glenn Kamara and said or whispered something with his mouth covered with hands into Kamara's ear, which immediately caused a very swift reaction. And this is probably where I would stop, because this is the description of the events that we know for certain that happened.
I understand that the incident was received very differently in the Czech Republic and in the UK. Could you tell us a bit more about this perception difference?
I can see and I can confirm that the coverage was fundamentally different in the United Kingdom and in the Czech Republic, and in two ways. I think one big difference, which for me personally is hugely disappointing concerning British media, was that the whole completely lack of respect from Rangers players was just left aside. The facts just completely ignored, and British media focused just on this alleged racist incident. And the second difference, of course, is deserves broader explanation. And of course, the topic of racism and racism is absolutely abhorrent both in the Czech Republic and the United Kingdom. It's a universally phenomenon that we should just tackle in the most serious manner. But there is a huge difference currently in British society and Czech society, and even in politics, how serious this issue is seen. And we saw what happened in the United States. We saw Black Lives Matter movement, and this whole wave has reached United Kingdom very, very strongly and had a major impact on its society. And we saw a number of demonstrations, and it has become a political issue. Now, this wave has not reached Czech Republic. So Czech Republic, in that respect, seen from United Kingdom, is very soft, very, very mild. I would not say it is downplaying the topic of racism, but clearly this topic is not on the front burner, so to say. And in this perspective, I think the whole coverage in the Czech Republic was actually done in a way that there was some kind of toxic atmosphere which provoked this, of course, very, very silly step by Kudela. The whole fact that he approached Kamara was just extremely stupid in a situation when his team was leading 2-0. And also there's a major difference that the Czech society and Czech media insisted on presumption of innocence. And on the contrary, basically the approach in the United Kingdom was or is in general, and not only in these kind of incidents on the football pitch, but in general, when victim nowadays reports a racist abuse, it is generally believed that this event actually did happen. And actually the alleged perpetrator has to prove that this did not happen. Now, this is not the universal approach in the Czech Republic. And this, I think, is the fundamental difference in the approach between the two individual countries.
You have been following the investigation that took place after the game quite closely. Would you say that UEFA's decision does make sense?
I'm afraid, knowing Czech mentality, that the vast majority of fans will just stick to their kind of bubble and think that there is actually a hidden racism towards East Central Europe, and that actually the Czech player is a victim of racism, which was actually displayed by the decision by UEFA disciplinary board, that they have a feeling that actually Kudela received a 10-match ban without clear evidence and proof of the fact that he was supposed to say a racist remark to Glenn Kamara, that there is no clear evidence and there was no proof that he is actually guilty. And it's very difficult to explain. I just do not believe that this incident and the way UEFA handled it will contribute to the fact that we will have less abuse, racist abuse in Czech football, either on social media or on the pitch or in the interactions between fans and, for instance, Afro-Caribbean players on the pitch.
On the other hand, I suppose it is necessary to mention that the 10-match suspension is actually the lowest possible punishment that UEFA could give for a racist incident.
True. I fully agree. And this was actually the lowest possible punishment or alleged perpetrator is found guilty. But the problem is that there is a major concern that actually there is sufficient evidence, but we can see them, and actually the reactions clearly show it. I mean, the Czech public thinks that the punishment is too harsh, and you know, UK football public thinks that it is actually very mild, and probably they were expecting some kind of 6-month ban or a year ban imposed on Kudela. So again, we are not talking about the judicial system. We are talking about rules which exist within a football organization, European football body. And according to this specific paragraph, yes, I agree, the punishment is the mildest possible in this very paragraph, which talks about racist abuse. But again, it's very, very uncertain that there is enough evidence to actually say that there is a clear, you know, case of a racist abuse of Glenn Kamara by Ondřej Kudela.
Now, since the UEFA ruling, Slavia Prague chairman Jaroslav Tvrdík has issued a statement in which he accepts the UEFA decision. Meanwhile, Ondřej Kudela, he says he wants to appeal the ruling. What do you make of Jaroslav Tvrdík's reaction and that of Ondřej Kudela himself to the UEFA decision?
Concerning Andrei Kudela, and we know that the disciplinary proceedings were between UEFA and Andrei Kudela as an individual, not between UEFA and Slavia Prague. So it's actually up to him to challenge the decision, and it seems likely that he will do so, because he is convinced that he is innocent, that he actually committed unsportsmanlike conduct, and in that way he spoke to the investigator of the case of UEFA. Concerning the second question, this is an incredibly big issue, and I know that many Slavia fans are absolutely furious about the official approach and the official statement of Slavia Prague. I must say I have huge understanding and sympathy, because it must have been very painful. But this is, and Slavia said in advance, we are going to accept the decision, which was repeated, and they said, well, we don't like it, we regret it, but we accept it and we want to move on. And I think Jaroslav Tvrdík, and he wrote explanatory remarks on social media today, saying, look, if we talk about the budget of Slavia Prague, we are dependent on money which we receive from UEFA, and we want to do business with Premier League. And he actually mentioned a figure of 85% of the income which comes from both UEFA and Premier League. So I think he clearly understands. He would like to probably keep the fighting spirit, but he also knows that there is a huge danger of Slavia Prague's brand being damaged internationally. And I think there already has been a significant harm internationally to the reputation of Slavia Prague. And he wants to concentrate now on the reduction of these harmful impacts on the good name of Slavia Prague. And that's the reason why actually the board of Slavia Prague wrote this statement. And but they have to calculate that they will face a massive backlash, and they are already facing massive backlash from Slavia Prague fan base, who feel that in this moment they kind of threw Andrei Kudela under the bus, which I don't think is true, because they also said that they will cover further legal costs of Andrei Kudela's legal struggle. But it must be extremely painful. But again, I have to say I fully understand it, and I must say I fully support it. If I was in Jaroslav Tvrdík's boots, I would do exactly the same.